Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. A question in the minds of many people these days is, what about living wills? Is it okay to sign one? And brothers and sisters, the answer to this is no. Living wills are both unnecessary and dangerous documents. Not only are they unnecessary, because there is no law that requires us to take all kinds of treatments if those treatments are not either useful or desired by us in the first place. But the problem, fundamentally, with a living will is that it is making treatment decisions today for a condition in the future that we don't even know what it will be. Can you decide today what medicines you're going to need 5 years from now? We don't know what medical condition we're going to have. We don't know what treatments will or will not be available at the time that we need them. It is impossible to predict the future. And so it is impossible to make medical decisions for ourselves in the present that are going to be done at a future time. And yet that's exactly what a living will document is trying to do. I decide today that I do not want a particular treatment tomorrow or next year or however many years down the road it may happen to be. This can put us into a situation that we really don't want to be in. It is too simplistic, for example, for a person to say, I don't want to be sustained by any artificial respirators. You know, sometimes an artificial respirator is useless for a person because they are in the imminent stages of dying and there is no benefit to be given to the individual. But at other times, a person may be in an accident and may need a respirator only for a day or two and then end up getting back to a normal life. The point is, we don't know the future. Do not end up signing a document that is going to lock you in to a treatment situation that you may not want because you may not be able to think about all the ways that that document is going to be interpreted by the people who are interpreting it later on. Some of these documents, for example, talk about, I don't want any artificial treatments. Well, my dear friends, a straw is artificial. An aspirin is artificial. Some people talk about situations in which there is no hope of recovery. Well, there are plenty of conditions that cannot be cured or from which a person cannot recover, but in which a person can nevertheless live a very happy and meaningful life. Our choice should be a choice for life and for caring for people, not for trying to predict the future.